أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Going back to Quran City, we looked at Divine Center. And the two suratain, or two surahs that we looked at, were Suratul Rahman and Suratul Mulk. Now either side of them, if you look at the map of Quran City, we have two crescents. One is Musabbihat, and one is Hamidat. All the chapters, all the surahs in Musabbihat, all seven of them, begin with what we call the Subhan of Allah. Now, Subhan sometimes is translated as glorification. But in essence, it is the concept of declaring the perfection of God. Sabaha is to swim, to float, or keep balance. The concept of Tasbih, and we do tasbih, is in essence, when you look at a painting, you immediately know the talent of the artist. Observe creation and you will know the perfection of the creator. Every single creation is given a language to express tasbih, which is to express the perfection of his or her creator. So now these seven chapters in Musabbihat Crescent all begin, they start off with one aspect of tasbih, one aspect of subhan, of declaring his perfection. These seven chapters or seven surahs are Suratul Isra, which is surah number 17. You'd call it Suratul Bani Israel. Then there's surah number 57, which is Suratul Hadid, the iron. Then surah number 59, which is Al-Hashr, which is the banishment. You have 61, which is Saf, which is in basic rows. Saf is a row, so it's the rows of angels, basically. 62, which is Jum'ah, which we all know. 64, Taghabun, which is loss and gain. And finally, 87, which is Allah, the Most High. And we find they all have common features, such as they all include the principles of Tawheed, divine guidance, which is Nubuwwah, and finally the concept of accountability, or Qiyamah. Now many scholars tell us that if you just imagine these seven surahs and then put them in a circle, the central one would be Suratul Isra, which is Suratul Bani Israel. And we're going to look at that first to be able to understanding. It's like the other five are around it, and then sort of 87 is its conclusion. The Prophet ﷺ used to recite a Musabbihat every night before sleeping. And he used to say there is an ayah, there is a verse in Al-Musabbihat which is better than 1,000 verses. I suggest what you do is look at those seven, there are 7 days in a week. Learn just the first verse of each one. Recite Surat al-Jumu'ah, the first verse of Surat al-Jumu'ah on the night of Jumu'ah, which is Thursday night, and work your way from there. At least one verse, and build up to the fact that you wouldn't go to sleep unless you recited one of them. In a hadith from Imam Bakr, it is said, one who recites al-Musabbihat before sleeping will meet Imam al-Mahdi before he dies. In fact, he wouldn't die until he will meet Imam Mahdi, and on death he will be with the Prophet. I just adore these surahs. So inshallah, we will be looking at them. But first, the concept of dhikr, or remembrance of Allah. Everything has a limit except dhikr. There is no limit. You know, salah is ordained, there is a limit. The fasts of Ramadan have a limit. Hajj, there is a limit. But dhikr does not. The Prophet mentioned this, reciting ayah number 41 and 42 of Surah Al-Ahzab, which is Surah number 33, where Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. Remember Allah, remembering Him a lot. وَسَبِّحُوهُ. Declare His perfection. بُكْرَةً وَعَسِيلًا. In the morning and in the evening. Phenomenal. The word uses سَبِّحُوهُ. Declare His perfection. You know, Allah in Hadith Qudsi says, O children of Adam, remember me moments after dawn and moments before evening, and I will take over all your important affairs. Now zikr is classified into tahmid, where you say Alhamdulillah. And Alhamdulillah is praise and gratitude to Allah. Very simply, Imam Sadiq says that if you said that four times in the morning, 4 times in the evening, you've actually thanked him for the whole day. But it becomes a habit to use it in everyday language. Then there's tahleel when you say la ilaha illallah, and takbir when you say Allahu Akbar. Yeah, these are just amazing things to recite and put in our everyday life. The Prophet said to his companions one day, if you heaped up all your clothes and your buildings and everything you owned in the world, do you think it would reach the sky, the heavens? And they said, no, Messenger of Allah. And he said, shall I introduce you to something whose roots are in the earth, their branches are in the heavens? And they said, please. And the Prophet said, whenever you finish your salah, 30 times say Subhanallahi, walhamdulillahi, wa la ilaha illallahu, wallahu akbar. You declare the perfection of Allah, praise and gratitude to Him. There is no God but Allah, and Allah is greater than anything or anyone. And there are hadith that tell us the words that He loves the most is Subhanallahi wa bihamdi. I declare the perfection of Him whom I am also grateful to, and who is also praiseworthy. See, the moment the human being says Subhanallah, that I am declaring the perfection of Allah, and we look around us, we see things in their perfection. Even in our most difficult times, we will see His perfection. Just as Sayyida Zainab taught us when she was asked about the day of Ashura by Yazid, she said, Ma ra'aytu illa jamila. I saw nothing but beauty. So let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to be able to see His perfection in everything. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ عَلِيمُ